Election stories about voters can be a peculiar challenge. First, you have to find the voters, then you have to get them to open up, tell them what they're really thinking, or tell you what they're really thinking. But just as important, you have to get their full names. NPR's Don Gagne has this reporter's notebook about what's in a name when you're on deadline.
This cell phone rings. It's my editor. She wants a story, and soon. Here's an example. When Barack Obama gave his big speech on race, the next morning, I was in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. My assignment? Find white voters. See what they think. Along with my producer, the search begins. First stop, a hardware store. No luck. Then a convenience store. It's all but empty. But there's a diner across the street, George's Family Restaurant. We enter. People sit in booths, chatting. It's promising. But the deadline clock is ticking. We ask a waitress if we can talk to her.
Can I get your name?
It's Louise.
Louise. How about a last name, Louise?
Just Louise.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You sure?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, what about Obama?
It's friendly enough, but there's a problem. You see, at NPR, we have a rule we follow. Before we put people on the air, we need to get their full name. It's about accountability. That way we know, and you know, who's talking. So I need Louise's name if I'm going to use her comments.
All right, good. Well, thank you.
Are you sure thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I can tell you that it's especially tough to get people to talk openly when you're asking about something like race. We approach four older men sitting in a nearby booth. They're pretty reserved at first, but eventually the conversation takes off. They even start to debate each other.
We argue. We don't agree. And we don't agree with them.
We talk for a half an hour. It's now almost noon. Mindful of the time, I need to wrap it up. But I also still need something.
I gotta get everybody's name, just so I know who's who.
My heart stops. The deadline is looming. Then, one guy speaks up.
I'll give you mine.
It is the.
I got you. It's Bill. Bill, what's your last name?
You don't know who you're voting for?
Jorn.
J-O-R-N.
J-O-R-N.
The others follow.
Jim.
Jim?
DeLuca.
How do you spell D-E?
L-U-C-A.
Your common spelling, yeah.
I'm Jerry.
Jerry.
J-E-R-R-Y. Pulitzer. H-O-L-T-Z-E-R.
I exhale. I've got some great tape, and we've got a story.
NPR's Don, Gonyea.